Why don't you sit? Torvaldsen said. It's time you learn the truth.
She approached the long table. Why are you in my business?
How is this your business?
It concerns my husband's work.
I don't recall you having any interest in Lars's work when he was alive.
Malone caught the critical words, I don't recall, which meant a high level of past knowledge concerning Lars Nell. Just tell me why you bought that book tonight.
Peter Hansen informed me of your interest. He also told me that another man wanted you to have the book too, but not before the man made a copy. He paid Hansen a fee to make sure that happened.
He say who?
She asked.
Torvaldsen shook his head.
Hansen's dead, Malone said, and he told his friend what happened. Not surprising. Hansen was greedy, the Dane said. He believed the book had great value, so he wanted me to purchase it secretly so he could offer it to the other man at a price. But I had no intention of turning the book over to Hansen.
Get to the truth I need to know, Stephanie demanded.
Your husband and I were close friends.
Lars never mentioned a word of that to me.
Just as in your profession, there were secrets in his.
You're a liar, she declared.
I can show you correspondence. Ours was a collaborative effort. I financed his research and helped when times were tough. I paid for his house in Rennes-le-Château. Lars's first book was a resounding success. Several million copies sold. Thanks to Lars, the town of Rennes-le-Château has become an industry. Henrik, two people died today. One leaped from the round tower and slit his throat on the way down. The other was tossed through a window, Malone said. I would say that today at the round tower, you came face to face with a brother of the Knights Templar. Ordinarily, I'd say you're nuts, but the man screamed something before he jumped. Beau Seant. Torvaldsen nodded. The battle cry of the Templars. Lars believed the order still exists, and so do I. So what's this all about? Malone asked. Lars was looking for the treasure of the Knights Templar. Not an ounce of Templar wealth was ever found after their persecution. And Lars thought that treasure was hidden in Rennes-le-Château? Not necessarily there, but somewhere in the Languedoc, Henrik said. So what does the book you bought have to do with this? Eugène Stublein was the mayor of a village close to Rennes. He penned a travel book about the region, then wrote Pierre Gravé du Languedoc, Inscribed Stones of the Languedoc, a volume that depicts gravestones in and around Rennes. In the book is a sketch of a headstone that no longer exists. Could I see what you're talking about? Malone said.
Torvaldsen retrieved the book from the auction.
Delivered an hour ago.
Malone parted the binding to a marked page and studied the drawing.
Assuming Stublein's sketch is accurate, Lars believed the gravestone was a clue that pointed the way to the treasure. Lars searched for that book for many years. Where was this one found? The book was among a woman's possessions when she recently died. The grandson placed it for auction. So who alerted Stephanie to the auction? Now, that is the question of the night, Torvaldsen said.